RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hope you had a very Merry Christmas as we get ready to bring in 2026. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up more on the Falcons and Raheem Morris and certainly their preparation against the Rams on Monday night. Mike, do you buy that Michigan, as my Michigan friends tell me, that they're going after Utah coach Kyle Whittingham as he's emerged as the favorite or at least the focal point right now? He is a guy that is was with Utah for a long time. 21 full seasons with the Utes, but not any longer. And now they're saying this is the guy that apparently Michigan is interested in. You buying this?
Well, it's kind of funny. I saw a meme earlier today that said, it's Michigan. It shows old Michigan fans in the stands.
Yeah.
And it says, when you asked your parents for Kenny Dillingham, but they misheard you. That was the Arizona State coach that apparently said no to them before. Now, again, in this case, you got a coach with a tremendous reputation, but he's a little bit, if I can be honest, a little bit older.
Yeah.
He's 66. So he's got a tremendous reputation, but he's a he's a Rocky Mountain guy.
That's
he's
right.
a Utah guy.
Yep.
And he definitely has tough-minded defenses. He's won big games. He's won the Pac-12. He'll bring a culture with him. But, 177 and 88 and 21 full seasons. I thought when he announced his retirement that I said maybe he's positioned himself for Michigan. Then I read some articles from Sporting News that says he maybe got out ahead of the posse, that perhaps there were some folks at Utah that were ready to put him out to pasture, feeling that maybe he was, again, it's all relative. The grass is always greener for some fans, right?
For sure, for sure.
But you could do a lot worse, but it's certainly, I don't think it's like, oh, the be-all, end-all if they had hired him immediately, a month ago, right?
Look, the problem I think Michigan is facing now, outside of figuring out who that right guy is Harbaugh was the perfect hire. When Jim went there and Mike, they loved him. He had played there. It was just perfect, right? They got a Michigan man, and then he turned the thing around. And whether you feel like they cheated or didn't cheat, at the end of the day, they won the thing. And then Harbaugh goes to the NFL. And now, just 2 years later, after a guy that Harbaugh signed off on to say, hey, this is the guy I want to have the job, he screws it off. And here you are back in this coaching search. And my point is, this may be that time, Mike, where Michigan for the next 4 or 5 years may not be viable for the national championship because of the way this played out. These things go in cycles. Everybody has it. And so when you talk about they're just going to find the right guy and he's going to come right in and immediately Michigan is back in the hunt for a national championship. I don't believe that. In this day and age, that's not true. And even though they got a lot of money, I said this to Mike, the number one quarterback in the country went there last year He's going to be in the portal.
He's apparently going to LSU. That's a lot of reports are saying that Lane Kiffin's going to get his meat hooks into him. When Whittingham left Utah, he said he was not retiring. He joked he was entering the transfer portal, which led some to believe that he was, you know, looking for another gig and or was being shown the door, maybe not so subtly, by Utah administrators. The wording of his departure, stepping down with his comments, had people thinking, okay, maybe Michigan. Was he positioned himself for the Michigan job? Again, great defensive coach, but he's not bringing a bunch of transfers with him. Apparently, Utah's locked up their class, and so it's not like he's going to. Hey, he's bringing luggage. If he's bringing luggage, it's not Gucci. It's not Louis.
That's right.
It's more like he got it at Marshall's. If he's going to bring anything from Utah,
yeah, man. I just feel like with all the coaching,
nothing
changes,
wrong with Marshall's. But you know what I mean.
I agree.
I'm going to get Louis Vuitton there.
No, with all the coaching changes, though, nobody's jumped ship. It's Michigan.
Right.
Nobody's jump ship. That is one of the most attractive jobs in the country. What's up, O? Nobody. All these coaches changing jobs, and nobody's like, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm going to go to Michigan. That's interesting.
I think it's a combination of, one, Michigan's incredibly high standards, and then, two, that athletic department right now is in disarray.
It's a mess.
Like,
it's
they're
a mess.
Getting reviewed right now. Outside consulting people we talk about here in Atlanta are reviewing what went down with Sharon Moore and everything that may have been known and when it was known.
Oh, we know what went down.
They're going to have a new university president at some point, too. So it's just there's a lot of stuff above them right now that I think is preventing them from being the best they can be.
Well, I mean, look, they've always had a very overblown sense of self-worth, like Notre Dame.
Yep.
You know, and Ohio State, you know, they look down their nose at Ohio State. It's a very snobby institution. Like, Michigan's got a great rep. I mean, you know, as far as the university, the football program. Like I said, before Harbaugh finally got it done, remember, they're ready to show Harbaugh the door.
That's right.
There were folks begging Harbaugh to take a pro job. And ironically, look, the thing with Michigan is they've had some weirdness. Everybody gets on the SEC. I always say this to Carl. You know, people look at the SEC, East Coast writers, Midwest writers, they look down their nose at us. Like, we're a bunch of win-at-all-cost jerks down here, right? Football factories in the South. Well, Michigan's brand is crud. You got the Sharon Moore. I know that's human frailty, but that happened. You know, you've had what happened with the Connor Stallions and Jim Harbaugh. There's a lot of folks in Big Ten country who feel that championship is tainted.
Yes, it is.
So now look, Whittingham's got a great reputation, so he can come in and maybe set things right. But again, a 66-year-old guy what does he mean to anybody in the Southeast? What does he mean to anybody that you're trying to recruit, you're outbidding Ohio State for when he comes in?
I don't know. I just feel like this may be the time where they take a step back because of the timing of this and that none of these premier coaches are jumping ship. None of these guys are saying, hey, you know what, I got a great gig, but, man, I can't pass up Michigan. And you're going to tell me if you think for 1 second Michigan hasn't contacted all these guys?
Right.
That's why all these guys signed their deals.
How close do you think the DeBoer thing got?
I think they had a conversation, Mike. I just think he kept saying, well, you know, I appreciate the interest. And I want to say on his side, I think he wanted to wait it out. I think he wanted to see how his team responded and what happened before he made a commitment. So, look, everybody thinks like these guys just turn these jobs down. I don't think it works that way. I think they all keep the door open, right, just in case. And then if things go great over here, well, I love Alabama. It's the best place ever. But if it didn't, he had an out. And that's why I think that game against Oklahoma was so big. It's Dukes and Bell. Speaking of big games, Georgia has won against Ole Miss. Let's hear Kirby talk about Ole Miss's offensive staff still being intact.
The offensive coordinator and the staff is still all there. Like, so, I mean, they're not going to make overhaul or make large changes, right? They got something that really works well. They got a really high-powered, explosive, great wideouts, really good tight end, one of the best backs in the country, arguably the quarterback that may be playing the best in the country in terms of his ability to make throws in all areas. I mean, the guy's elite. He's elite last time we played him. He's just as elite or more elite now because he's gotten more experience and more confidence. So they're playing at a really high level offensively, and I mean, Lane has something to do with that because he helped build it and get them there. But Charlie's done a tremendous job calling the plays and doing those things.
That's Kirby. His word and the way that he uses that word, elite, he's not lying. But I do think, you know, they've played these type of quarterbacks since Kirby's been there, obviously, where you talk about guys that just make plays with their feet and do different things outside of the pocket. He's no different. There are rules that you apply in this situation that you can use. And you'll slow him down a little bit. But I also think for Ole Miss, I said, Mike, they don't have nothing to lose. They're going to come out. There may be some trickery. There may be some other things that they didn't show. Like, this offensive staff knows they've got jobs waiting on them. Let's just leave it all out there. Let's just throw it down the field. And, hey, Georgia, you either cover us or you don't. Like, there will be nothing conservative about this game plan with Ole Miss, because everybody knows where this is going.
And how does Golden handle those moments? To your point, how would Lane handle it? How is, you know, how is this going to work? How do you, are you as aggressive? I think you're with Carl. Point, I'm with you. Be as aggressive as you can. Put the pressure on Georgia. And by the way, we talked about getting their big edge rusher back who didn't play in the Georgia game. I mean, are they going to blitz more too, by the way? I mean,
why not? I mean, good. It just
seems like, they, if I remember serves me correctly, they were blitzing a lot more in the rain at Ole Miss against Carson Beck 2 years ago. But either way, that I'm with you. Let it all hang out, because I think there's a degree of you're playing with house money here. Let it rip.
404-726-0929. You guys want to chime in on that? And one last thing, Kirby talking about the kids, about going or staying on roster management. And, you know, this is something we played for you guys last week, but it's just so perfect when you start talking about making these big announcements. Here's Kirby.
For a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm resigning. How about you announce that you're getting better and you're going to practice and, like, actually do what the 20 and 30 years of college football players did before you, which was practice in December when they're on good teams and get better. Because if you're going to play somewhere else, you know what you need to do. You need to get better. If you're going to play here, you know what you need to do. You need to get better. If you want to go to the National Football League and play, this is your last chance to get better.
I love that soundbite. We played it for you on Christmas Eve. That's Kirby, as we said, using his position, Carl, to send that message. He's Nick Saban. He's the only guy right now. There's a few other places. I think DeBoer is trying to build that and what he's got in Bama. We'll see how Lane does at LSU, but there's just not many coaches. You know, Ryan Day doesn't have that charisma. There's only a few guys that can say that and say it with their chest like Kirby, and people take notice, right?
Yeah, man. The whole announcing thing is funny. By the way, have you heard any Georgia players announce anything? No. Why? Because they're getting ready for Ole Miss, and they're trying to win a national championship. But even for the guys that have left, like, has there been this big pronouncement of what the – like, I just feel like he just handles this completely different. And guys, you know, you can leave, but you haven't seen that kind of thing from Georgia, and he's right. Are you here to get better? Are you here to maybe get to the league? 404-726-0929. Lots of college football action going on. As we look at the schedule, guys, real quick, there are games tomorrow, and obviously when we talk about these bowl games, and Mike mentioned Central Michigan getting drugged by Northwestern 34-7 today, New Mexico and Minnesota, and then Florida International UTSA. But we get to the weekend, right? And then next week is when things really start getting interesting. And we all know Thursday, should I say, is going to be a big day, Mike. And for Georgia, you know, this weekend everybody's talking about, like, Penn State, Clemson. You said it. I don't know what to make of these games on Saturday. I have no idea. Georgia Tech, BYU, we're paying attention because we want to see Brent Key and company finish the season strong. But those are the games this weekend, LSU, Houston. But when we get back to next week, this is when it gets really interesting. And I think everybody around the country will be wondering on Thursday, Oregon, Texas Tech, Alabama, right, Indiana, Ole Miss in Georgia, which is the 8 o'clock game.
Yeah, the only one, just for local vibes, see how Brent Key and his staff handle this tough, strange things that have gone down, right, the last month or so.
Yep.
Losing Buster Faulkner, losing Philo, and this is the last chance to see Haynes King.
It is.
You know, and I mean, look, it's a shame that it's a gimmicky bowl that, you know, it's a Pop-Tart and the trophy has a toaster in it. But anyway, I'm curious, and that's one game to see, you know, how does Georgia Tech position themselves for next season? And a lot of unknowns, so maybe am I overriding or reading into that situation in the first place? Because there's so much they're going to have to fill, and we don't know where they're going to go to fill it, right? We don't really know much about the new quarterback. We don't know much about all the...
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Things that they needed to fix the defense last year. So, I mean, do you feel that Tech goes backwards next year?
I want to believe that they don't, but I
do
also,
too. But
I also know players make this thing, and you got to have players, man. You got to have guys that you know. Tell me you're going to replace this particular special quarterback in your program with another. They thought they had one in the works, Mike, with Philo, and now you don't. I don't know. Obviously, they've got a plan, but I don't know where that's going to go. But yeah, look, I think Brent Key's going to coach how he coaches, but you also have to have dudes.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.